USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced former U.S. Army Sergeant Robert Bergdahl, who was court-martialed in 2017 after being accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members, has filed a civil lawsuit in an attempt to overturn his conviction. The court filing, submitted Wednesday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, names the defendants as President Trump and the late U.S. Senator John McCain. At his sentencing hearing, Bergdahl had requested a dishonorable discharge. Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. Italy's Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, erupted on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, men. John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man to man for a moment. One third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police are reporting at least 8 people were injured after shots rang out in the city's Fern Rock section Wednesday afternoon.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw said most of the victims were in stable condition, and a 71-year-old man was in critical condition. Life expectancy in America has taken a downward trend. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh died in Florida Wednesday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Limbaugh started his nationally syndicated radio show in 1988, quickly growing to become the nation's most listened to radio program. With more than 600 stations, up to 27 million people tuned into Rush on a weekly basis. Limbaugh was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in January of 2020 and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom a month later at the State of the Union address. Former President Donald Trump described that moment to Newsmax TV, saying that Rush was someone who was respected, even by those who disagreed with him.
Well, he knew a little bit about it, and you know, we had to because he was quite ill. And, you know, his it's amazing that he lasted this long. Only a strong person could have. And he was actually at a hospital, and he came from the hospital, and the hospital was quite a distance away. And, frankly, in a state where he had to get on airplanes. And, you know, so we gave him a little bit of a clue. And he was very excited. He was great. That was more emotion than anything else, if you look at it. That was the real deal emotion. Rush was really something. It was very interesting to see the room, though, because half of the room, Republicans, went crazy, and the other half sat totally silent. But the one thing is everybody 100% respected Rush.
Rush Limbaugh was 70. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.